Hey everyone, you know the drill. Let's start with a few news stories before we get to our featured review. First of all, Charles Melton is set to star in the new A24 war movie from co-directors Alex Garland and Ray Mendoza. This is super interesting. First of all, Charles Melton was kind of a revelation in May December. Unbelievable performance. I'm still not over the fact that he wasn't nominated for an Oscar, that they snubbed him. It's just atrocious. One of the most egregious snubs of the year. But whatever, he proved himself to be a phenomenal actor, so I'm definitely excited for whatever he does next. And then Alex Garland and Mendoza doing this is going to be really interesting. I like Alex Garland. I don't love him. He has a little bit of a mixed track record. I'm not familiar with Mendoza. I know they have Civil War coming out this year, so I think my excitement for this is going to really heavily rely on how good that movie is. So we'll see. Also, I know this is just part of the new kind of A24 initiative to go more commercial and do bigger movies, and I'm not opposed to it. I think it makes sense for them, and it looks like they're going to continue to maintain kind of their taste and their selectiveness instead of just, completely selling out like some people thought they were doing. So this is really interesting, and I'm curious to see how this turns out. Next up, Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell will star in a big, bold, beautiful journey from the director of After Yang, Kogonada. And this is super interesting. I did not see After Yang, but it's one of those movies I heard was amazing and I need to see. And then Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell, two Oscar nominees, two fantastic actors. Both of them gave really incredible performances in the last few years. So I'm really looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to learning what this is about and what type of movie this is, because we don't even have a genre or anything. Next up, and the biggest and most exciting one, is that Warner Brothers has picked up Ryan Coogler's next movie with Michael B. Jordan starring. And this is an original script by Coogler. This is not a franchise. And that's all we know. But I mean, come on. First of all, Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler working together, Creed, Black Panther, Fruitvale Station. It's been nothing but amazing movies. Ryan Coogler has not missed yet of any of his movies. And to see him going back to original stuff after being kind of stuck in franchise land for the past few years, this is just amazing, super exciting. One of my most anticipated movies. Can't wait for this. Last but not least, there was a trailer revealed for Quiet Place Day One. As I said on one of my previous episodes, I've kind of reduced my trailer watching, so I didn't watch this trailer, but let's just talk about the movie. I like the Quiet Place franchise. I think the first one is very good. The second one I thought was a step down, but I'm still invested in that world and I'm very curious to see this movie. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And then it's got a great cast. Lupita Nyong'o is one of my favorite actors, and then Alex Wolff as well. And then directed by Michael Sarnowski, who did Pig with Nicolas Cage, which I also need to see. But I think this has the potential to be something really cool, and I'm looking forward to it. And that's it for news. It's kind of a light week. With that, let's get into the featured review for this week. Chris is here, and we're going to talk about, I know a little bit late, but we still wanted to talk about this movie. We're talking about Elemental.
That's not right. This is supposed to... Run for your life!
Something is happening in Element City.
Fire girl coming through.
We could all be in danger.
Now the one rule everyone follows...
Elements cannot mix.
Hey. ...is the one rule they'll have to break.
I need your help to fix this.
We can't just do nothing.
Element City is our home.
Hop on.
Disney and Pixar's Elemental.
Hey everyone, today I'm here with Chris, and we're going to be talking about Pixar's latest movie, Elemental. We're a little late, but I thought this would be a really interesting one to talk about, especially within the context of Disney animation. But first, before I get to that, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Excited to be back on the show.
Yeah, glad to have you back. So starting with that context, obviously the last few Pixar movies were Luca, Turning Red, Lightyear, and then this. And then Walt Disney Animation, I'll say as well, was Encanto, Strange World, and then Wish. And it's been really interesting to see how they've kind of almost self-sabotage. I think Bob Iger even talked about it himself, the CEO of Disney. So I'll just read his quote because he summarizes it better than I even could. Bob Iger said, quote, "There were three Pixar releases in a row that went direct to streaming, in part because of, mostly because of COVID. And I think that may have created an expectation in the audience that they're going to eventually be on streaming and probably quickly. And there wasn't an urgency. And then I think there was some, I think you'd have to agree that there were some creative misses as well." So I don't know about the creative misses part. That's subjective. But I agree with Mr. Iger, I guess, that by putting those movies on Disney Plus and setting the expectation that Disney Animation lives on Disney Plus, they totally self-sabotaged. Families no longer felt the need to go to the theaters. And that's why we've had a lot of, frankly, bombs. And Elemental was one of those bombs, at least on the opening weekend. But there was some hope because this was a movie that had great word of mouth. It recovered really well. It had great legs. And then eventually, in the long run, it turned out to do well. So I think the takeaway from all this is just, it's a testament to word of mouth. It's a testament to the movie itself. And it's a reminder that opening weekend isn't everything to a movie. It isn't the whole story. And that there's hope for Disney Animation and that audiences will still go see those movies in theaters if they're good. So sorry, that's my whole spiel. I'm done. Let's talk about Elemental. Chris, what'd you think?
So when I first saw it, I thought it was a fantastic movie. It's one of those movies where when I saw it, like afterwards, I just could not stop thinking about it. And then, so I saw it with my brother, and then a week later, I rewatched it with my parents who were watching it for the first time. And the second time around, it was still great. I think that's when you just know it's like a really good movie, when you can watch it again, almost back to back, and you still love it. So yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, the first benchmark of it being a good movie is it sticking in your head and you remember it and you think about it still. And then the second test is then rewatching it and seeing, well, like, does this thing hold up to what I imagined? And then sounds like it did for you. And that's the sign that, you know, the movie really worked for you. For me, I liked it as well. I thought it was solid. I've only seen it once. I didn't love it as much as you did, but I really liked it. And I don't have a lot of issues with it. Where should we start with this one? Should we just talk about the plot or?
Sure, we could talk about the plot. So I guess, let's see. The very first thing, I think it was like a montage of like the city and how there's the water people, the gas or air people? Or they look like clouds. And then something there's like trees, or like walking trees that like look like plants. Yeah, so they came in like, they're like waves of settlers, basically, who built this giant city. And then it talks about, it shows her parents like coming on a boat, having difficulty like finding a home. But then they end up settling down, making a shop in Fire Town, which is like, I guess, the one area where fire people live. And let's see, what happened after that? Oh, yeah. And then they had a daughter. Ember was her name. So she's the main character, and she helps her dad run the shop. She gets older. So her dad's getting older, and she's like thinking about taking over the shop, but then she has to like prove that she's ready. And then there's this big sale. She gets really overwhelmed with her temper. So she like goes downstairs and like blows up because that's what she does when she loses her temper, and it causes a giant leak. And then this water guy named Wade shows up in her basement because I guess he got sucked in through the current. So that's where they meet.
Yeah, the first thing that stood out, you said to me, was kind of the beginning when we see them on the boat, the parents, it becomes clear that this thing is an immigrant allegory, and then even them having their own little part of town. And I really like that. I really was not expecting any sort of deeper meaning or theme from this movie. So that was a big surprise, and I really liked that. Second thing, this being kind of a rom-com, and I don't even remember the last time we've had like a Disney, not even just animated, a Disney like rom-com romance movie. It's been a while. So I really like both those aspects.
Yeah, I really like that too. I wasn't expecting that either. I thought it was, I don't know, like looking at it, it reminded me of like Inside Out for some reason.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the city itself reminded me of like Zootopia.
Pixar and how it's like
big, yeah, glamorous city. Yeah.
Pixar anthropomorphized, if I can say that word. Cars, elements, animals, whatever it
is.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, it was just really cute, and it reminded me of a lot of different movies.
And then there's, all these different I liked a lot all the different kind of ways they made use of the elements. Like, going in, I was like, okay, Pixar's doing another anthropomorphized thing. Like, really, like, how is this going to be original? And I was impressed with, even the way they use glass and like the sports and like all the different interesting ways they made use of the different elements. There were some pretty cool things in there that I liked.
Yeah, the sports scene was actually one of my favorite scenes. Because it had like all the different characters there, and then the game itself reminded me a lot of Quidditch, like without brooms.
Yeah,
like them flying around, it's like basketball, soccer-ish. And so I thought that was just really cool. And then it was funny, like the water people, like literally doing the wave. And yeah, the whole thing, like that whole scene was just really funny. And it was actually one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah, that type of stuff made it original and creative. Where maybe the premise of just another like city of different things maybe isn't the most original. But I think they made it original with those different aspects.
For sure.
And then there's this whole plot of, like, I guess the actual story of this thing is the romance between these two. But the actual, like, plot is he's an inspector, right? And she's trying to keep her place alive, and they have to go somewhere. I'm struggling to remember, and, like, get the permits and then to do that. What'd you think of all that?
So, yeah, I thought it was really creative. So he's an inspector. He basically has to write her a citation, accidentally puts it through to go to like the town hall or whatever, and then so they're gonna close down the shop, and she can't tell her dad this, right? Because like this is his thing, that's their thing, right? Like that's the family business. So then she has to figure out how to keep the shop open, and then they go to that cloud lady, and the cloud lady says like, if you guys can get this leak problem fixed, you know, by yourselves, then I won't shut you guys down. Mm-hmm. They end up going in a hot air balloon ride to look for a potential problem. And that scene actually reminded me a lot of Aladdin and like the magic carpet or whatever, because like they're flying together. It's a romance over like a city at night, you know.
That makes sense.
So yeah, they find out that it's actually a much bigger problem in a canal. There's like a leak in a canal or something, and so every time like a ship pulls in, the water like overflows and goes through the canal. So they end up throwing a bunch of sandbags to like patch up the leak and call it a day, and obviously that doesn't work. And then this whole time she is like struggling with, I guess, accepting the fact that she kind of likes this person, but then also, you know, he's water and she's fire, like they're literally opposites. And the parents, right? The parents don't like water people. So like part of her wants to just, I guess, deny. She's like in denial almost the first part of their relationship. And then the second part of the relationship, like when she sneaks out to meet him at his house and they go into the city, and then like she kind of likes spending time with him almost. Yeah.
I really liked that progression, and I liked their relationship, and it felt natural, and I believed it, and all the ups and downs, all that felt real to me.
All of like the back and forth that they went through. Like she goes to, she goes to his house, right? And then she's enjoying herself. And then she just suddenly realizes like she's not supposed to be there. And she gets on a motorcycle and zooms away. Like, even though that was a little bit abrupt, it made sense, like, why she would do that. It's like there's, like, that conflict inside of her. And then she gets back to, like, her neighborhood. And there's, like, that – I don't know how to explain it. But she's standing underneath, like, a freeway ramp, right? And water falls over. And, like, she looks in her reflection. And she, like, thinks about touching the water. But then she doesn't. And then the water disappears. And she's facing the store again. Like, she's, like, facing her reality. Watching it a second time, especially, there was, like, a lot of things that I noticed like that.
That's, like, really great just animation and then just, like, visual storytelling. Her seeing in the reflection, like, maybe what she wants and desires, and then as it goes away, it's what she's kind of stuck with. And I that was another thread of, like, you know, immigrant parents, like, you're going to continue what I started, and she doesn't want to do manage the store. She wants to go do her own thing and, you know, dealing with her dad. And then eventually at the end, he bows to her and we get that scene, which was really great and really worked for me. I really like that as kind of a theme and a thread as well.
Yeah. I really liked the genuine emotion and what came out of it. Like how she's, I guess they were like on a beach or something. And then she was, the stress she was having, like, she was talking about how, like, she was a bad daughter and how, like, her dad should have retired by now and she's failing him. And then all of a sudden, like, she melts the sand into, like, glass and she makes that thing. And that kind of, like, shows her how, like, I guess something new came out of her struggles. So that was cool. And then that really emotional scene where, like, the store is about to get handed off to her. And she like feels deep down that it isn't right, but then she's going to do it anyways to make people happy because that's who she thinks she has to be. And then he comes back and like basically pours out his heart. And then she basically like screams no to his face. And at that exact moment, the glass that was patching up the water leak just shatters completely.
Yeah.
So it's like that double meaning or whatever was kind of cool. But then also... her mom being able to like smell love, I thought was also really interesting because at first she's like, no, this can't be right. It's not real. And she even brings the two in to the store and is like, I'm going to do the ritual. But like, obviously the ritual is not going to work if you're not fire. Like you just can't be. But then even in that moment where like Ember wants to reject the fact that she loves Wade. And then the mother is like, nope, it's true love. Like I know it. So it's just cool how, like, she accepted it.
I like how the mother, if I remember correctly, was a little bit more kind of accepting of them, at least initially. And the parents weren't, like, the same. They both had their own viewpoints on it. Are there any other aspects you want to mention or any problems with it? Or
I thought that whole thing about how, like, they couldn't touch each other because they didn't know what was going to happen if they did, and like they got so close, like they wanted to like so many times, but then they like kind of stopped themselves. And then there was that one scene where they're standing next to a river, and this was after they saw the underwater flower, which looked really cool.
And that was beautiful.
He says something like, if we never try, like we're never gonna know, or something like that. And then they do it and it turns out fine. And like, so I thought that was like a really cool, it was like another message in the story, right? So like even if you don't like identify as like an immigrant or whatever, like there's still other stuff that can be taken away. Like you should take, you know, take chances to find out. And then the whole thing about how like it turns out that like what people expected her to do didn't turn out to be like her dream or like her destiny kind of. So it's like finding her own way, I think, is like everyone can kind of, I guess, consider that message and like relate to it. You know, it applies to everyone, like universally, not just the whole immigrant narrative.
Yeah, that was great. The other thing that I wanted to mention, I don't know if it's a big problem. It's just something I was wondering, or something that wasn't as well developed, was just like, why did the parents have to leave in the first place? Like, they say there's this big storm, but then if I remember correctly, as they're leaving, everyone else is still there. So what made them have to leave and other people didn't? What'd you make of all that?
That was one, that might have been my biggest ick with the movie, actually, which, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's like a tiny thing. It was like one scene, I think. Basically, like, their house broke, but it seemed like everyone else's houses were, like, fine. And everyone else was kind of just standing there. Like, they were going to rebuild it themselves, and then they had to leave, like, and it was, like, just the two of them on a boat, which, like, wasn't that convincing. That was, I think, the only ick I had with the movie.
Agreed. I think that's pretty much all my thoughts on it. Is there anything else that we missed that you want to add?
The last scene where, like, they're going to, like, die together with the whole tsunami thing coming in, right? And then they're both in the... They're both, like, trapped. She says... Or she tries to, like, open it and let the water in, which would definitely kill her. Because she was like, it's too hot in here for you. Like, we need to get out. And he's like, no, like, you're going to die. Right? And then they just, that last scene where they're just, like, hugging and he's, like, physically boiling away. Like, that was just so emotional. And it was, like, a really good scene.
It was. And you cared about the characters. You were invested. And then for me, even, like, I wasn't annoyed when he turned out to have survived. Like, there's a version of this movie where he survives and you're like, oh, come on. Of course, Disney movie, happy ending. Like, he should have died there. But, like, of course they had to make him survive. But that wasn't how I felt about this movie. And I actually liked that he survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, my overall thoughts, really enjoyed it. I don't think it, like, necessarily, like, reinvented the wheel or was anything revolutionary, which is what sometimes people expect from Pixar, but it was just a really solid, well done, well executed story, and I really liked it.
Yeah, no, I think it's 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 for me, honestly.
Awesome. So that concludes our thoughts on Elemental. Let us know what you thought in the comments, the email, or the voicemail. All those links for those last two are in the description. And thank you so much for listening, and have a good day.